Our gracious and kind and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening with hearts full of rejoicing. We thank you that you are our God. We thank you that you are who you are, that you are mighty and powerful, that you are righteous and holy, that you are loving and merciful. Father, we thank you for the way that you have reached down into our lives through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that he has changed us through his work on the cross. And Father, we just want to praise you tonight. We want to lift your name up high. We want to worship you. You are the only one worthy of worship. Father, may as you look down upon our church tonight, may you smile. May you be pleased. May you be honored. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I guess if we're going to be thinking about Thanksgiving, what book of the Bible might you think that we would be looking at tonight? The Psalms. Over the years, I have come to appreciate the Psalms more and more. I think that you probably have too. I'm going to ask you to turn to Psalm chapter 150 if you have your Bible with you tonight. Psalms 150. I know maybe if you've ever taken the time to read through it all in just a few days, reading through these Psalms, what you may not have realized is that there is an order to this book. There are actually five books in the book of Psalms. Chapters 1 through 41, chapters 42 to 72, 73 to 89, 90 to 106, and 107 to 150. And how do we know that? Well, because at the end of each and every one of them, it says amen and amen, except for the last one. In that last section, 107 through 150, there are three different, well, we in English call it Hallels. There is, that word means praise. And we get the name Hallelujah. Yeah, you know that one. Hallelujah. We get that from two Hebrew words, which is Hallel Yah, praise God. But anyhow, there are three different Hallels. One of them is Psalms 118 to 100, or Psalms 113 to 118. They would memorize these and they would sing them as they entered into Jerusalem if they were traveling from anywhere else. So if they're coming for the holidays, they would always sing 113 to 118. The one that they would sing at every praise service that they would have would be Psalm 136. But the last of these praise ones is found in 146 to 150. Let me just show you something. Turn over to 146. You're not too far away. Look at how it begins. It begins with, Hallel, Yah. Praise the Lord. Look how it ends. Praise the Lord. Look how it begins in 147. Praise the Lord. Look how it ends in 147. Praise the Lord. 49, praise the Lord. It ends with praise the Lord. And then Psalms 150, the one we're going to be looking at tonight, praise the Lord. And it ends with praise the Lord. I think that's appropriate for tonight, don't you think? We want to praise the Lord tonight. And I think that this 150 is appropriate because it reminds the children of Israel of some ways or some thoughts and some questions and some answers to how we're supposed to praise the Lord. Let's read it together and I'll divide it up into those three questions real quickly. Verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Could have had us sing that song, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, but this side would have lost, I'm pretty sure. How do we praise the Lord? We're going to praise him in just a moment here. How do we do it? This passage, this psalm tells us how to. First of all, where do we worship? Well, it tells us that in verse 1. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. What he's basically saying, the psalmist, whoever it is saying, praise him here on the earth in his sanctuary there in Jerusalem, and praise him all the way up to the expanse of the heavens. The answer is, where do we praise God? Anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere and everywhere. When I think of that, I think about Jesus and his prayer life. Did you know that he prayed anywhere and everywhere? I mean, typically we think of Jesus, well, he prays in the morning or at night, and he prays in the mountains, and he prays in the desert, and he prays in the garden. But the one place of scripture that really grabs hold of me about Jesus and his talking to his father and spending time with his father was in John 17. This is the longest prayer that he made, John chapter 17. They have just been up in the upper room. They have just celebrated the Passover. And now he's going to be going up to the garden to pray. By the way, he was praying there. Then he's going to be praying in the garden. But in the process, here he is, he's walking with his disciples, he's teaching them some things. We read of those things in John 14, 15, 16, and there he is, he's teaching them as they're walking from the place where they had celebrated the Passover, they're getting over to the garden, and he's talking and sharing with them, and all of a sudden, in the middle of his talking with them, he just starts talking to God. I love that. I just picture him talking to Peter and talking to James and talking to John, and then all of a sudden, without stopping a beat, he just starts talking to his Father in heaven. That's how we should be. We should praise the Lord anywhere, at any time. And that's what it says here, basically. Children of Israel, children of God, praise him in church, praise him in your house, praise him wherever you're at. Next question is, what do we worship him for? Verse 2, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness. I guess officially here it's saying two things, praise him for who he is and praise him for what he's done. Who he is. I mean, we can praise him for God. You are God. You're the creator of the universe. You are the one who is perfect and holy, but also praise him for what he's done in your life and in my life. I guess if we ask that question, what should we worship God for? The answer would be anything and everything. Now, I'm going to try something tonight because we're going to practice, because I'm going to do this actually in the sermon on Sunday morning. Okay, so we're going to practice. I've done this a few times in another church. I'm going to give you a letter of the alphabet, okay? And when I give you a letter of the alphabet, I want you to share with me anything, any name that there is in the Bible about God or any character trait about God that starts with that letter, all right? A. Almighty, awesome. Abraham. We're talking about God, names that are given to God. Sorry. Yeah, so any names that were given to God, he's the Almighty, he's awesome. Anything else? He's able. We'll just try another one. You're doing pretty good. B. Beloved. Good. Beautiful. Very good. Oh, Bible. He wrote that thing, right? Benevolent. What's the name of Jesus? The only begotten Son. All right, we'll try one more. C. Christ. Is that, what was the other one? Comforter. Counselor. Creator. Hey. Praise him for who he is and what he's done. Yeah. And then the last one is this. How do we worship? Verse 3 through verse 6. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with a harp and lyre. Praise him with cymbal and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Before I get into the answer there of how do we worship, I want to tell you a little story. I had the opportunity in 2006 to go to Israel with a class. And we went to Egypt, and we went to Jordan, and we went to Israel. A trip of the lifetime for me. Just great and wonderful. And if you ask me what my favorite thing was, it was when we were in Israel, and I got to walk in the places where Jesus walked. And just to think about that. Well, anyhow, when we went to Jerusalem, the wall, you know, and the temple and all that had been torn down, except for there's one part that was still left that was the under part of the wall that was there, and now they call it the Wailing Wall. You ever hear the Wailing Wall before? They have all sorts of things going on there. There's actually a dividing place where the ladies could go on one side and the men can go on the other. And so a lot of times they would celebrate bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs there. And so they were having some of those celebrations. But then there was these guys with these hats, these black hats with little curlicue hair. They're called Orthodox Jews. And all of them, you go over there by the wall, and they're all doing this. And watching them. I know I've seen this before, but never had the curiosity to ask what that was all about. And so the guy who was our guide, somebody said, why are they bobbing their heads like that? Does anybody know the reason for that? The reason is when they pray, they do that because they want to worship God with everything they have. They want every part of their body to be in motion in worship of the Lord. How do we worship Him? Well, praise Him with musical instruments. You see all those, every single one you could find. Praise Him with your voices, and even praise Him with your bodies, because it says praise Him with dancing. What is He trying to say? Worship Him with everything you got, with your all. I think it's a good lesson for us to learn as we get ready to worship and praise God. Where do we do it? We do it anywhere and everywhere. What do we worship Him for? Anything and everything. And how do we worship Him with everything we have? So with that, it leads into you. We're going to take the opportunity now for you to begin to share how God has been your God and how He has loved you and what God has impressed on your heart over this last year. And we just want to praise the Lord for the rest of the time that we're here. And so here's the thing that Andrew told me that is your tradition. If you give a praise, then you get to pick out a song that we're going to sing to go along with it, okay?